notes, essentially.
I suppose it depends what you think music is. So we might think of birdsong as being music, but we might just think of that as a way of them calling it just a communication system. So one of the things which separates music, I guess, from birdsong is that humans are pretty unique in actually just doing it for fun. You know, we'll sit and put some music on just for our enjoyment when we're not trying to attract mates or we're not trying to protect territory. You know, we use music not for evolutionary purpose.
So Nitin, can I just ask you, how do you balance out when you're just professionally playing music and when you're playing music to attract mates? Do you find there's a specific division?
No, I don't know how to answer that, actually. I think when I'm making music, I'm always thinking, just to get back to what he was saying, in terms of sound and music, I think of them as quite separate because, for me, sound inspires music. And I'm always looking at music as... It's a human thing for me because it's you've got to have the intent to make music. So if you're listening to birdsong, for example, like a nightingale or whatever, which is something strangely I did recently, you can actually write music that's inspired by that, and you have to intend to do that. Whereas the nightingale, obviously, well, from my perspective, wouldn't be intending for its sounds to be musical. It would just be using them to attract a mate, as you were saying. So it's kind of the difference is that I will be interpreting what I'm hearing into music and changing it that way.
So Lucy, in the, look at animals, like a nightingale, birdsong. Mm. So is it